We're back in the city square. It's Jerry Amati. It's Wednesday morning. You know where you are. And you know what time it is, because this is when we have some fun with our guests. So, Heather, what time is it?
And now, Rutan and Tucker present...
Is It a Law?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you, Eric. This is the time when I present you with a law, rule, ordinance, or regulation. You tell me, is it a law, or did our producers make it up in a drunken state sipping on some of Robert's Irish whiskey? Right?
That's right. And he's an auditor. He's got to know all of these
Well, and
stuff.
He worked for a DA, so he's got the law wired. This is going to be easy.
He lives law.
I just want you to know Lisa's keeping score. So
that's right.
So I'm going to give you a law. You tell me if it's true or if it's not, if it is or isn't a law, and we will marvel at your brilliance or scoff at your ignorance. One of the two. All right? And all Titans are listening, too. I just want to put a little
pressure
on you on behalf
all, right?
of all alums. All right, here's your first one. A city ordinance states that a person cannot go barefoot without first obtaining a special $5 permit in Texas.
Is it a law?
In Texas, if you want to go barefoot, do you have to run in and get a $5 permit?
Yes.
You do, you say, and you are correct. It is a law.
He knows. The first one's always a law.
He listens to the show, man. This is somebody that does his homework, I can tell you. Here's your second one, Eric. The sleepy town of Mammoth, Arizona, outlaws the use of black magic, effectively barring magicians from performing within their city limits.
Is it a law?
In Mammoth, Arizona, is black magic banned?
No.
No, it's not, he says, and you're correct. It's not a law. I'm telling you, he's on a run.
Yes.
Let's take him to the south. All right, we're going to take you down to Florida.
See, he's not thinking about it. He's just reacting.
He just knows. The man just knows, right? Florida's St. Augustine Street has a speed limit of 15 miles per hour that is strictly enforced. Runners and cyclists are handed tickets more often than drivers.
Is it a law?
When you're on St. Augustine Street in Florida and you're exceeding 15.
I'll walk slowly and say yes.
You're going to say yes, it's a law? We finally tripped them up. No, they don't do that in St. Augustine
Street. I've been to St. Augustine Street, though.
Have you been to St. Augustine Street?
It's crowded with runners and cyclists.
You've been in a lot of places, Robert.
I've been everywhere. They keep driving me out.
Well, this is the story of the Irish. You know, it's happened to you all your lives.
Ouch.
I got Meg throwing darts at me here. I got an Irish woman in. All right, here we go. It's against the law. We're in Kansas
this
now.
This one makes sense now. This is easy.
It's against the law to catch fish with your bare hands in Kansas.
Is it a law?
If you're in Kansas, can you grab a fish?
No.
No, you can't? That's exactly right. No, you can't. It's a law.
On.
No bare-handed fish.
You can't grab fish in Kansas.
No, it's mean to the fish. All right, and here's your last one.
And then when you shake hands, it's slimy.
It is. Yeah, nobody wants to shake hands with you after they've been fishing. All right, here's your last one, and this one takes you to Utah. Utah's alcohol laws were relaxed after the 2002 Winter Olympic Games because an Olympic committee official complained that it was too hard to get a drink.
Is it a law?
Yes.
You say yes, it was? And you... You're absolutely correct.
Oh, yes, he almost did it.
He almost went 5 for 5. I want you to know you were in a very elite club. You went 4-1, and there's only a few people who have gone completely.
And that Olympic official was from Ireland.
No question. It was the Irish delegation. So thank you. That was great. Good job, Mr. Woolery. And off to you, Mark.
Hi. I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rutan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rutan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rutan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rutan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at Rutan.com. That's Rutan.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Cavecci from the Orange County Taxpayers Association, and I have known and worked with Jerry Amonte for years, and I still listen to the City Square.
See?
There you go. Even though.
Had to play that one.
One of Eric's friends. Yeah.
Yes.
And a compatriot of yours, and something we're going to talk a little bit about.
Yeah. She was very helpful, yes.
So we'll talk a little bit about that. I promised before we went out and played Is It a Law, and by the way, congratulations, 4-1. That's an awesome score. So all of you around the county that are listening, your auditor controller is a pretty smart guy.
He's on the ball.
He's on the ball. We talked a little bit.
He's not fishing with with his hands.
At least in Kansas.
At least not in Kansas. All right.